What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, May 14th, 2020. Yes, this is a live broadcast. It's not a pre-record here. We've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be getting into it very, very soon. But for all those people who emailed me, my little medical sojourn yesterday worked out very well. I'm mending nicely, I guess is a good way to put it. And we'll soon be back to my normal obnoxious self. So we're going to start getting into the news here. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the news is political. I'm sick of this COVID-19 coronavirus stuff. I really have had enough of that stuff. CNN is out with a new poll, and the headline is reading that Biden leads nationally, but looking a little closely at the battleground states, Trump is ahead, 52% to 45%. These states include Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, seven of those states voted for Trump in 2016, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Eight voted for Hillary Clinton, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Virginia. And let me say how disappointed I am in my relatives and friends in the Granite State here. But they're still out there trying to push, you know, Biden's going to win, Biden's going to win. But remember the polls of 2016. Hillary's going to win in a landslide. She's got 90%. And she got trounced. And they all started crying about, it's that Electoral College. If it hadn't been for them spoiling our fun, you know, Hillary would be the United States' first female president. And she worked so hard for it and killed so many people. Cheated so hard. I mean, come on, guys. So, the new poll numbers are warning signs for the Democrats. And Rush Limbaugh was out there saying that he guarantees the Democrats cannot go on with Biden. They won't. And he thinks Andrew Cuomo is going to hijack or try to hijack the Democratic convention. So is Hillary. I'm telling you that right now. Rush may think it's Cuomo. I think it's Hillary. I'll put my name on that right now. Hillary is going to try some kind of a dramatic play at the Democratic convention, which is now they're saying it's going to be virtual. Because of coronavirus, we can't have a big arena convention. And I'll tell you the real reason. They don't want Biden up on that stage and all the voters getting a look at him and seeing how he's doing. With a virtual convention, they can go in with heavily edited videos of Biden on his good moments, not risk having a bad moment. But Biden is still in his cellar. Another sign of dementia, I might add here. But let's face it, Biden is the worst Democratic candidate in recent history. According to this article over at Investment Watchblog, I would disagree. Hillary Clinton was the worst Democratic candidate in recent history. But they're going to have to duke it out for the title, I guess, come November here. Joe Biden has tapped former bartender Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to lead his climate change task force. Now, remember, she's the person who's out there with the Green New Deal, which is going to cost huge amounts of money and accomplish probably not a whole heck of a lot when you realize this whole climate change thing is just another vote-getting, money-getting hoax. But that's who Biden has tapped. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can probably pour a decent glass of scotch, but she has absolutely no experience in climatology or meteorology at all. And in fact, she's starting to show signs of deterioration as well. Apparently, she wanted to get on the progressive union-backed Working Families Party ballot in New York and couldn't get the necessary 15 signatures. So she's booted out of the progressive ballot. Now, I assume she's still running as a Democrat. Maybe, maybe not. I think it's time she got the old heave-ho. Mostly because she's an embarrassment. She's an embarrassment to our political system. She looks good. Yeah, that's, you know, but politics is not a beauty contest. It's not a fashion show. It's about who can actually do the job for the American people. Not just the corporations here. All right, so let's talk about the unmasking scandal. And this is a big deal. corporate media and the Democrats are trying to say, it's a nothing burger. There's nothing there. And a lot of people are saying, what the heck does it mean unmasking? Well, it has to do with the way the FISA court works. Now, remember, FISA, F-I-S-A, stands for the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. And the idea was that the FISA court has the authority to issue warrants for surveillance on foreigners outside the United States of America. That's why it's got that first initial F, the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. However, in the course of surveilling foreigners, very often they're talking to American citizens who are not supposed to be surveilled, not without a court-issued search warrant. So what they do is they will mask the American's name. They'll put a little tag in there saying, Sheikh Ahmed Bendover was talking with American number one. And that it'll be left at that. And you're not supposed to unmask those masked names. It's a violation of their rights to privacy. Okay, when those transcripts of the intercepted communications are released, the identity of the American citizen is masked. And it's a very, very limited number of people who can request that those American citizens' names be unmasked, because they shouldn't. American citizens should not be captured in these foreign surveillance investigations. So now you have this idea, who was asking for Flynn to be unmasked here? Well, as a matter of fact, that list has been made public. It went from the DNI to the DOJ. The DOJ said they were keeping it secret. Somebody else leaked it. It's out there in the press. Here are the people who were trying to get Michael Flynn unmasked. Okay, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, she made no less than 7 requests to unmask Michael Flynn. DNI James Clapper, Deputy Chief of Mission Kelly Degnan, U.S. Ambassador to Italy and the Republic of San Marino, John Phillips, Director of the CIA, John O'Brien, OIA Director Patrick Conlon, Secretary of the Treasury, Jacob Lew. Why would he even care one way or the other here? Acting Assistant Secretary of Treasury Arthur Danny McGlynn, Acting Deputy Assistant Secretary of Treasury Mike Neufeld, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Sarah Raskin, and Undersecretary of Treasury of Nathan Sheets. Those are the people who were doing it. Samantha Power, 7 times. They wanted the name out there because they could use it to damage Donald Trump. And they're still out there trying to do it. Now, Senator Rand Paul is out there saying that, you know, Joe Biden was in on this. He was in on this whole thing. And Biden is guilty of using the government to go after a political opponent. So is Obama, for that matter, if you want to go back that far. But apparently, Biden had requested the unmasking of then incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. They wanted him out of there. He was an obstacle to their getting Trump. Now, Biden says he knew absolutely nothing about the plot to target Flynn. Now he's had to backtrack because of what's coming out in the declassified transcripts. And as far as Samantha Power, she made 7 separate requests to unmask Michael Flynn. She testified under oath she had no recollection of making unmasking requests related to General Flynn. So poor Samantha Power, her memory is just totally shot. Must be something in the water in Washington, D.C., or up in New York. I mean, she was the ambassador to the United Nations. You know, she did it 7 times and just can't remember. Just can't remember a single time that she did that. Poor Samantha Powers. We need to send her to the home for mentally incompetent ambassadors is really what we need to do. Now, the other day, Obama came on out and talked about the rule of law, the absolute rule of law. Well, let's talk about Benghazi, if you want to talk about the rule of law. And was saying, you know, that Michael Flynn, you know, being, you know, the charges dropped. Nobody's ever been accused of perjury and been allowed to skate on it. And somebody tapped the former president on the shoulder and said, Michael Flynn has not been charged with perjury. Well, by golly, they're going to fix that, because apparently Judge Sullivan has ordered a review of the case with an idea of charging Michael Flynn with perjury based on his guilty plea, which Michael Flynn is trying to withdraw, and the judge won't let him. All you Kafka fans out there. Chuck Schumer was up there screaming about the latest talking point. It's all a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. These conspiracy theories about Obama and about Biden and this Hunter Biden conspiracy theory, which, you know, it's all the fault of the Russians. You know, when you run out of anybody to blame for what's going on, blame the Russians. He's out there just hyperventilating, spending their time on discredited conspiracy theories against Obama and Biden. Well, first of all, they're not conspiracy theories. They're backed up by the FISA transcripts. They're not discredited. Nobody's discredited them. And Schumer was hyperventilating so much. Senator Ted Cruz sent him a tweet saying, breathe. Just one word, breathe. So the Biden camp is responding to this unmasking report. They're blaming racism. Racism is the cause for all this alarm here. You know, if it wasn't for racism, nobody would really care about this unmasking. You know, it's race. And if obviously by extension, if you're paying attention to the unmasking scandal, well, then you must be a racist. Boy, the definition of racism has really, really changed lately, hasn't it? So Biden is facing intense criticism when it was revealed he was included in the group of Obama-era officials that called for the unmasking of Michael Flynn in the surveillance reports. Donald Trump is out there saying it's time for Obama to testify, and Obama will have to. The fact that he's an ex-president does not confer on him any immunities. In fact, being president doesn't really confer any immunity on you. A lot of presidents act like it does, and sometimes they get away with it. Sometimes they don't. Like Nixon. But right now, Obama is a private citizen of the United States of America. And if a subpoena shows up at his door, he will either honor it and go testify under oath, or he'll be subject to contempt of court charges like any other American. We may yet see him get the perp walk with the handcuffs on here. Senator Rand is out there saying, I fear some people who don't want to investigate Obama are the same people, Lindsey Graham, yes, he actually named him, who don't want FISA reform because they love the power of the intelligence community to snoop on anyone, including Americans. Remember the track record of the FISA court. They hardly ever turn down a request. It's a rubber stamp group to make it look like this is somehow legal for the government to be spying on people, including Americans, without a warrant. That's all they have. Big, giant rubber stamp. You know, boom. Go spy on this person. Boom. Go spy on the president. Boom. Go spy on the president's aides. Rarely have they actually turned down one of these requests. It has happened, but rarely. So now that the interview transcripts show intelligence officials telling the House Intelligence Committee they had no evidence of Russian collusion, Donald Trump is out there pointing out Adam Schiff had to know. He had to know all along there was no Russian collusion. And still, not only was he pushing Russian collusion, he was out there lying to you, saying that he had seen evidence of that collusion, which we now know never existed. Adam lied. Kick him out of the garden, or kick him out of Congress. Now, Mitch McConnell is pushing the Senate to pass a law that would let the FBI collect Americans' web browsing history without a warrant. So this surveillance fever has gripped the nation's capital. They want to spy on everything. Total information awareness. PRISM. The NSA and their cyber collections. They think privacy is a bad thing for the American people. Good for them. They get all the privacy they want. But you're not allowed to have any privacy. You might be thinking those double plus ungood thoughts, and by golly, that is going to stop here. In other news, Senator Richard Burr appears to be in a little bit of trouble because apparently he dumped a lot of his stock following a briefing on the coronavirus, and the FBI has launched an investigation. They've seized his cell phone as part of the criminal investigation into possible insider trading. And as a result of this, Senator Burr has stepped down as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So he's a little bit of small fry that's going to get thrown to the wolves so the government can say, see, we punish the bad guys, or at least the little bad guys, the ones who can't fight back. Apparently, as part of the new $3 trillion coronavirus bill being pushed by Nancy Pelosi, She wants to shovel a whole bunch of cash to Planned Parenthood, who was still smarting from the backlash they got after wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day. Which, if you really think about it, that was a little sick. I mean, that's how it struck me. You know, this mill that chops up unborn babies and sells the parts out there going, happy Mother's Day. A little sick. It really, really was. Okay. Let's talk about coronavirus for a little bit. Everybody's talking about it. And de Blasio is declaring a good day in New York City's fight against the coronavirus. Hospitalizations and other indicators have gone down. Patients in intensive care and percent of positive tests have decreased. Well, maybe it's hit its peak and it's heading on down there. Over in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court strikes down the Democratic governor's lockdown order. And apparently, this is the first time a statewide order of its kind has been knocked down by a court of last resort. So the fight over lockdowns continues. Out in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti is ordering all residents must wear face coverings when they leave their home. And right now, it looks like California is going to extend their lockdowns into August. Another 3 months. People are going to start going crazy already. Well, not that they're not already crazy in California, but I mean worse. The Virginia government is asking for help enforcing the continued lockdown there. A Virginia sheriff has said, no way. Factionalizing the government itself here. The Washington state governor announces plans to forcefully quarantine those infected and all their contacts. Governor Jay Inslee announced at a press briefing on Tuesday that a standing army of contact tracers, along with members of the National Guard, will identify and immediately quarantine Washingtonians infected with COVID-19 and any individuals who have come in contact with the infected. What is he setting up? You know, concentration camps? The way the plan works is that in the event that multiple people or members of a family reside under the same roof with a shared bathroom, these people will be quarantined out of their homes. Where are you going to put them there, Gov? Over in Michigan, things are really rocking and rolling. Facebook has deleted a Michigan anti-quarantine group with more than 380,000 members. And the members are fighting back. They're restarting the group. Facebook takes it down again. They're restarting the group on other social media. I think at the end of all of this mess, we're going to see the so-called traditional founding social media like Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. They're going to be in a shambles because nobody will trust that they're able to find anything of any real use on any of those platforms unless your entire life revolves around funny cat videos. You know, then you're home free. But right now, people are concerned about the coronavirus. They want to hear all points of view and make up their own mind. And we have these CEOs of Facebook and Google and the rest of them saying, no, we know better than you. We're so much smarter than you are. We have money that makes us smarter than you are. And we will decide for you what you will read, see, and hear. No, I don't think so. I would rather make a mistake on bad information than have Mark Zuckerberg tell me what to think. No hard feelings, Mark. It's not personal. Met the man. Michigan governor is claiming that anti-lockdown protests are racist and misogynistic. That's the latest talking point. It's racism again. Oh, my goodness. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is saying the protests against her coronavirus lockdown are racist and misogynistic. You're only opposed to it because I'm a woman, Governor. Boy, talk about pathetic and desperate. Okay, we're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in a perpetual fundraiser because we need your help to keep doing what we're doing, to get the truth out there against the government and corporations and corporate social media who are trying to basically re-corral you and retake control of your brain, which is really what it is. It's a war for the minds of America. And right now they're losing. That's why they've had to enlist Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter. Act as gatekeepers. So if you'd like to help out Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, getting on back to the circus over in Michigan. Remember that barber, Carl Mankey, and he reopened his shop in defiance of Governor Gretchen's stay-at-home orders and basically vowed to keep his business open until Jesus comes. And apparently Michigan has now suspended his license. He's gotten an attorney. The attorney is saying the state's actions are out of pure retribution. Yeah, Gretchen is looking like a spoiled child. She doesn't get her way, so she's going to just fling problems at people. How dare you fail to bow down to her womanness? We're going to take away your business license. Michigan, meanwhile, is reporting a 10% death rate from coronavirus cases that is extraordinarily high. Kind of makes you wonder what's going on over there. Again, out in California, their state university system has already decided to cancel fall in-person classes due to COVID-19. It's all going to be remote learning. That may be the model of the future, which I think would be a loss because part of the college experience is the socialization of getting on out there. You're starting to wean yourself away from your parents, starting to interact with other human beings. Can't do that quite so easily on Zoom. Hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters gathered in North Carolina for a fifth week, days after Governor Roy Cooper started relaxing the COVID-19 restrictions. Apparently, it is not happening fast enough out there. So Roy Cooper on Friday pushed through a new executive order, which eased North Carolina's stay-at-home order. But the Reopen NC group returned to protest for a fifth week to demand lockdown is ended completely. All righty. This one I have a little problem with. Okay? The government, the United States government, has forbidden the Boy Scouts from practicing their annual tradition of putting American flags on the graves of veterans for Memorial Day due to the coronavirus. What do they think is going to happen? That the Boy Scouts are going to give those dead veterans coronavirus? Or the veterans will give the Boy Scouts coronavirus? I don't think so. I think this is nonsense. And you, as having been a Boy Scout myself, you know, I know how important Memorial Day is. But I definitely disagree with this. I don't think there's going to be, there's no gain. Nobody's going to get infected. You know, they get handed their flags and they walk apart from each other. They're not clustered together. They're spaced out because they've got to go to the different, you know, tombstones, headstones for the veterans. I think it's silly. Kind of a thing the government does just to look like they're doing something when they don't really know what the heck to do here. Over at the White House, as you're already aware, there's a coronavirus scare going on that the cluster may be emerging there, and it's about to get a little bit more complicated because they're using Abbott's 5-minute coronavirus test on the White House staff. That's what diagnosed Trump's valet and Mike Pence's press secretary. But apparently this 5-minute coronavirus test misses up to half of all positive cases, according to a recent study. Researchers at New York University compared the ID Now test to one made by CFIT Incorporated. The ID Now test missed 1/3 of positive results when using samples that were stored in vials. Among samples taken with a nasal swab, the ID Now test missed almost 50% of the positive results. So there could be twice as many people in the White House with COVID-19. Okay, now a lot of people are starting to talk about what's called Kawasaki disease, and no, it doesn't mean you've got little tiny motorcycles growing all over your skin. And it's apparently this inflammatory syndrome that is affecting children, and they're saying it's linked to coronavirus. How it's linked has not been made clear, but apparently there are 100 British children with this Kawasaki disease. And apparently they were otherwise healthy and had no serious medical conditions. So this is a real surprise here. And it begs the question, did coronavirus mutate into this Kawasaki pathogen? Or are they just trying to link everything that comes along to coronavirus to inflate those numbers? We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, here in Indiana, they're starting to set up wide area testing for COVID-19. There's a center that opened up in Tell City, which is south of here, basically where you can go in and get tested and find out if you have had it or not. And what is emerging from this testing program is the fact that a lot of people have had COVID-19 and don't know it. A lot of people are carrying it around and being contagious and not knowing it. Apparently, it's a very, very mild illness compared to, well, for example, the seasonal flu. And the other aspect of this is they're starting to realize that people who get the virus and come down with symptoms may be facing a long road back, that the adverse health effects of coronavirus could last for years. So in a lot of ways, it's like, you know, there are other illnesses where in a certain part of the population, there's no effect. And in another part of the population, there's minor annoying symptoms. And then in a very, very tiny part of the population, you get death. Dengue fever is a good example. 3% of the cases, roughly, you get hemorrhagic bleed out and crash. About 20%, it's like a mild flu. And everybody else who gets it, they don't know. And it passes from mosquito to mosquito to mosquito to mosquito. So new research is finding that ocular surface cells can be infected by the coronavirus, which means those little face masks we're all wearing are completely useless because the virus can attach to cells on the eye, like the sclera coating, the conjunctiva. They're susceptible to infection by SARS-CoV-2 and could therefore serve as a portal of entry, as well as a reservoir for person-to-person transmission of the virus. You know, somebody cries and their tears get on somebody else and by golly, they're infected. So apparently researchers from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and Zhongshan Ophthalmic Center of Sun Yat-sen University wrote in a preprint study published in BioArx, not sure how to pronounce that, but it got published on May 9th. I remember when this whole thing first started up, somebody was saying that you've got to cover your eyes as well as cover your nose and mouth with safety glasses. We saw a lady at the Costco today had a complete face shield. Oh, anyway. All righty. Dr. Luc Montagnier, who is a Nobel Prize winner in medicine, has come down on the side of the argument, where did COVID-19 come from? And he's convinced it's been artificially made by experts. Well, they were doing something with that virus in that lab in Wuhan, China. It wasn't just, you know, collecting the virus from the bat. They could have left it in the cave. Simply said, yes, there's a virus in that bat. The part for me that always has raised a question is that the protein spikes, the means by which the virus attaches itself to a cell, are identical to those in HIV. Now, I don't claim to be an expert, but to the best of my knowledge, bats don't get HIV. So how did this crossover event come about? So this Nobel Prize winner, he's convinced it's an artificial form. I think it was a work-in-progress biological weapon. It certainly wasn't a completed one. It's as a biological weapon, it's garbage. It's absolute junk. More damage is being done to our societies by the fear of coronavirus than by the coronavirus. Part of the reason may be that the triple drug combo of anti-malaria pill hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc improved coronavirus patients' chances of being discharged, cut death risk by almost 50%. And yet you've got big farmers out there saying, oh, no, hydroxychloroquine, that's quack cures here. You know, you wait, we're coming up with something that's going to cost $4,000 a dose that we're going to sell you. Vultures. According to the World Health Organization's chief scientist, coronavirus could take 5 years to bring under control. And they're saying it may never go away completely, and we'll just have to learn to live with it the way we live with HIV now, which is still out there, still doing its evil work. I know it doesn't think of itself as evil. It probably doesn't think of itself at all, being a primitive life form. But certainly from our point of view, it's an evil thing. So is coronavirus. All right, let's turn to the international news here because, and again, none of this stuff is getting into the corporate media, but it's looking more and more like the United States is trying to provoke China because they've sent another destroyer through the strategic Taiwan Strait. Now, arguably, there is a channel of international water that goes through that strait, and the United States has a legal right to be there. But what's the reason to be there? Why sail through the strait as opposed to, you know, sailing down the windward side of Taiwan? Why, it's to annoy China, to provoke a reaction. So they sailed this destroyer through the strait just days before the island's president is sworn in for a second term. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, U.S. aircraft continue to transfer ISIS terrorists from Syria to Iraq. Getting something to go there. Everybody's still talking about Iran. They're talking about the arms embargo. The United States is out there saying, we demand it be extended. And Russia's UN envoy, Vasily Nebenzia, is basically saying the U.S. is knocking on a closed door. The U.S. cannot demand an extension of an arms embargo against Tehran since it is no longer a party to the Iran nuclear deal. Because I do not see any reason why an arms embargo should be imposed on Iran. It expires on 18th October. It was temporary. It was not even, in fact, even an embargo. It was the provision where Iran is allowed to export and import armaments on the consent of the UN Security Council. Now, 2 years ago, the U.S. proudly announced, actually Donald Trump proudly announced, that it withdrew from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and closed the door behind it. Now they knock on that door and say, just wait a second. We forgot to do one little thing on the JCPOA. Let us back. We will do it and leave again. So it's reached the point right now where other nations are laughing at the United States for what they did. They're laughing at Donald Trump for pulling out of the P5 plus one deal and now wanting to go back in and dictate how they should behave. It makes the United States government look certainly arrogant, not to mention foolish. Sorry, Donald, you blew it. Blew it when you pulled out of the treaty here. All right, economic news now. Article out of Investment Watch blog, and it's about the proposal of a debt jubilee, saying there's no amount of money that can save the system. It's simply too deep in debt, and the only there's only two possible outcomes. Either there's going to be a debt jubilee where the debt is simply written off, or the system is going to collapse. And right now, I mean, states are dealing with the biggest budget crisis they've faced in all of U.S. history, mostly because so much of the wealth of the taxpayers is being siphoned off as interest payments on the national debt, on the state debt, on college loan, student loan debt, on auto loan debt, on mortgage debt. If you're looking for something to do during the lockdown, get out all your bills and everything and calculate how much you're paying out and how much of that represents interest to the bankers who graciously allowed you to buy a new home or a new car with money that they created out of thin air. This is the reason the Federal Reserve will not allow a full audit. If the American people ever realize just how much wealth has been sucked out of the American people by the Federal Reserve, there'd be a revolution by morning. That's why they fight it tooth and nail. And getting on back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as you know, the Democrats are out there. They want to spend more money. They're talking about a second $1,200 to U.S. citizens, which I'm okay with. They're talking about a $6,000 one-time payment to U.S. citizens, which I'm okay with. And they're talking about taxing it all back somewhere down the road, which I think I have a real problem with. If you think about how much it's been taxed from you during your entire lifetime, now we're in trouble. And we're in trouble because the government put us in trouble. Yeah, there should be some reparations and not a loan. So anyway, the Republicans are out there saying, look, the United States government, just the government, not everybody else in the country, but just the U.S. government is $25 trillion in debt, not counting unfunded mandates. And we need to control government spending. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying, it's a bad faith argument. Yeah, we'll just spend the money. Remember when she came out with the Green New Deal and she was talking about the trillions it was going to cost? Somebody said, where are you going to get the money for it? And she says, we'll just get it. Really? How are you going to get that much money to spend? No, we'll just get it. Doesn't have a clue. She's a bartender, people. They voted a bartender into Congress. And I'm sure she's a great bartender. Man. So she's out there insisting that the Republicans want to aid large corporations rather than average Americans, which is a Democratic argument. But yet, when you look at the spending bill that came on out, a lot of it went to the corporations, and it was backed by Democrats here. Elon Musk has listed five more of his California properties for a whopping total of $97 million, nearly 2 weeks after vowing to sell his material possessions and putting two Bel Air homes on the market for $39 million. I don't know what's going on with Elon Musk, but he's going to be the next Howard Hughes, man of mystery and just, you know, wacko, ultra rich, He's into everything. The only thing that Hughes did that Elon Musk hasn't done is direct a motion picture. That'll be coming. And Elon, if you need a visual effects supervisor, I'm still available. HSBC lost $200 million in one day on paper as coronavirus dislocated the gold market. And despite that, our advice to all of our listeners continues to be buy gold, buy silver, buy the actual metal, keep it under your control. The paper contracts, at some point, they're going to blow up. They're leveraged to just ridiculous levels, 100 to 1. Now, Maxine Waters is admitting we don't want businesses to reopen. She has this habit of blurting out the truth that Democrats often want to hide. And, you know, she was out there calling for Trump to be impeached. And here's the whole thing. Trump founded his reelection campaign on how good the economy was doing. And it became, you know, a one-horse show. And back when that was happening, I said, this is not a good idea. You know, you're to mix your metaphors, you're putting all your eggs in just one basket, and that basket's called the economy. And if something happens to the economy, the Democrats are going to go to town on you, which is exactly what's happening. The Democrats do not want the lockdowns lifted before November. They don't care how many people go hungry. They don't care how many businesses go out of business. They don't, because it's all about making Trump look bad so Biden or whoever gets to be the next president. And I think it betrays a certain callousness and lack of concern in our political class that they're willing to play these kind of games. Yeah, let's starve a few million Americans. Let's drive a few million entrepreneurs out of business. And yeah, they worked hard to start their businesses, and you know, they paid their taxes and their registration fees, and they filled out all the paperwork we told them to. But tack with them. Let's let them all crash into the dust here, and you know, they can go on welfare and SNAP and the rest of that stuff here, just so long as we get Donald Trump. So Maxine Waters has basically admitted it. They don't want the businesses to come back. They don't want the jobs to come back. They want everybody hungry and frustrated and angry, because they think they can direct that anger at the GOP and at Donald Trump. I don't think so. My sense of it is the anger is being directed at the Democrats, and they may be hoisting with history's largest petard here. Do you remember the Parkland school shooting? And there was this Florida police officer, Sergeant Brian Miller, from the Broward Sheriff's Office. And video showed him basically cowering behind a car while 17 people were shot dead. And he was summarily fired for failing to coordinate an immediate response to the Parkland shooting. Well, he has been reinstated and with full back pay, which amounts to almost $200,000. I think that's a little sick. Now, a little bit of good news. This is sort of getting on back to Elon Musk. SpaceX has created a Crew Dragon simulator on the SpaceX website that lets you play it being an astronaut and practice manually docking with the International Space Station. I took a look at it earlier today, and it's a lot of fun. I aced it on the first try, by the way. So you might want to go over to SpaceX's website. They're getting ready to launch the first manned flight of the Crew Dragon later this year. And I cheer them on. I wish the best for them. It's time for the United States to get back into space without having to hitch a ride with other countries. Good for them here. Okay, over on Mars, my favorite planet, The InSight spacecraft is picking up Mars quakes, and scientists are now trying to recreate the conditions they think exist in the Martian core, which is an iron-sulfur clathrate. And it's thought to be the substance at the core of Mars, and they're getting this seismic information from the Mars quakes. I think they need to put down a few more of these landers. That way they can actually do some seismic imaging. Because there's still a school of thought that Mars used to have an atmosphere and water until it was hit by a very, very large asteroid. Mars is actually slightly warped. It's slightly dented. Take a look at the topographic maps. Actually, I got a topographic globe of it back here. So, it's exciting stuff. And I miss those days when I was with NASA. And I'm glad that they're getting back out there into space rather than just rubber stamping Al Gore and human-caused global warming, which, by the way, look at the freezing temperatures we're seeing across the country, this in mid-May. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We're coming up on the last segment of our first hour, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to open the phone line.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Europe, in the small town of Zybice in Poland, they have discovered the world's second oldest time capsule. The oldest one in Europe was found hidden inside a church spire that was undergoing renovation work. Nobody knew it was there. And it dates back to 1797. It contains coins and building documents. I think time capsules are a lot of fun. And I sort of got introduced to the idea at a very young age because my grandfather, who did a lot of cabinetry work and carpentry work, when he was sealing up a wall, he would take whatever change was in his pocket and just throw it in there and leave it for whoever was going to tear the wall down to discover some years in the future. And I've seen where, this is all in New Hampshire, by the way, I've seen where old walls were being torn out and you'd see all these coins, Indian head pennies and everything just scattered along the bottom of the 2x4s. And when I was, I think I was about 7, I actually made my own time capsule out of an old coffee can, buried it underneath the barn in our home. I thought it would be there forever, but then the next owners of the home tore the barn down and took it all off to a landfill. So much for that. But, you know, 7-year-olds, we have ambitions. All right, we're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls right now. We're going to start with Tom in Florida. Tom, I may have to take you through station identification. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael, and aloha. Yeah, what's on my mind is first you said Ocasio Cortez is a good bartender. Yeah, she might be a good bartender in a strip bar up there in New York. She'd be good at, in a strip club being a bartender, as far as whatever she could do to pull, whatever. But she's full of nonsense. That broad's whacked out. No question about it. These idiots in New York will vote for anything. They'll vote for whatever. They're nuts. But yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is I want to talk about the Michael Flynn case a little bit. Michael Flynn definitely has been on the road. This judge is a total racist. I believe this Judge Sullivan's a racist rascal. I do believe that this Yovanovitch, now they prove that she's a liar. She was on that thing, and some of these senators like Blumenthal were saying she should be on Mount Rushmore, and this woman's going to expose Trump and all this. And you got the same Bloomberg, this Zog agent, who said he went to Vietnam, lied to everybody in Vermont, whatever state he's from, and these people still vote for this schmuck. They're voting for these putzes that I don't know how these people, when these states, like I told you last week, these states are 98-97% Christian, but they're going to vote for these kind of nincompoops who are totally Zionist in our ideology, communist, Bolshevik. I don't understand it, Michael. Maybe you can explain it to me and your listening audience. What is going on with these people in these states, these northern New England states, voting for these imbeciles like Bernie? You got this Blumenthal, dickhead Blumenthal, who said he went to Vietnam. He's a liar. Then he's saying this lady, Yovanovitch, should be on Mount Rushmore. We're going after Trump. This is total hatred.
Unfortunately, those New England states have tended to go liberal. Massachusetts certainly has. New Hampshire certainly has. The old idea of the New England conservative, they're an endangered species right now. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. Tom, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you as soon as we're done with this.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.